Things have been pretty nice since Bobby and Dipper brought Nelson home. The three of them have spent a lot of time together, and the longer he stays around, the more comfortable he becomes. I confess one of my favorite things about having him here is how much he seems to love when the three of us sing. He says it makes him feel good to hear it, which in turn makes us feel good too. I've been keeping busy with my restaurant, but whenever I'm not working, I love talking with him. He's taken an interest in watching me cook while I'm at home too, so I usually let him help me out with things whenever he wants to. Today though, Bobby and Dipper took Nelson to an amusement park. They asked me to come along, but I wanted to get some stuff done around the apartment, so I stayed behind. While I was in the middle of doing some dishes, I heard my cell going off. Hey Birch, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm calling because I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Sure, what's up?
Is there any chance you guys would be willing to stop by the cabin? Stan is dead set on moving the living room around today, and I can't help out because I have a performance I have to leave for in a few minutes.
Bobby and Dipper are out with Nelson today, but I'm available.
Thank you. I tried to tell him to just wait until tomorrow, but he says he wants to use the day to get things done because he just finished one of his books yesterday and says he doesn't feel like starting on the next one yet.
I'm glad to help. I was doing some cleaning around the apartment myself. Just let me finish these dishes and I'll be right over.
I'll let him know. Thanks again, Wally.
No problem. Take care.
You too. Bye.
After getting the dishes done, I got in my van and made the drive to the cabin. Pulling into the driveway, I got out, walked to the door, and knocked.
Hey, Wally. Come on in.
Thank you, Stan. I have to ask, why the urgency with getting things moved? Bert said it was because he had a free day after finishing up one of your books, but is that really the only reason?
Nah, just felt like moving things around. I mean, it's looked like this for about a year now, and I think it's time for a little change of scenery. Besides, I've been sitting at that desk for the last 3 months or so. Need to give these old legs and back a little workout.
Well, all right, but please be careful, Stan. I don't want to see you hurt yourself from being idle so long.
We'll be careful, Wally. Promise. So, ready for some heavy lifting?
Sounds good to me. We did a lot of moving over the next hour and a half. A lot of what Stan wanted to do revolved around wanting to have a bit more space to move around, so most of it was pretty easy. He also wanted to move one of the bookcases he had, so it was off to the corner instead. We spent about 10 minutes clearing it off and taking the shelves out to make it lighter. As we were moving it, though, Stan slipped on the edge of the area rug, making him stumble, but because I wasn't expecting it, I lost my balance as well, causing me to drop the bookcase and fall over backward.
Wally!
Ow!
Wally, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so, Stan. I've got a pretty bad migraine from hitting my head now, but other than that, I think I'm okay.
Oh, phew, thank goodness, wait a minute. Oh my God, Wally. Wally, you're bleeding. Don't move, I'll get an ice pack.
Stan dashed into the kitchen where he filled a plastic bag with ice and wrapped it in a dish towel. I reached up, rubbing the back of my head where I had hit it. Sure enough, when I pulled my paw away, it was covered in blood.
Come on, Wally. I'm taking you to the hospital.
Stan.
No buts, Wally. I'm taking you to the emergency room right now. That cut ain't gonna stop on its own. Here, hold this ice bag right there. That should at least slow down the bleeding a bit.
Stan helped me to get to my feet, being careful to make sure I didn't get up too fast so it wouldn't hurt more than it already did. He managed to get me to his car and help me get buckled in, but almost as soon as Stan started driving, the bumps in the dirt road had me in so much pain I quickly blacked out. I had never thought that such a simple accident could result in such a painful collision.
The dawn is breaking. A light shining through. You're barely waking and I'm tangled up in you. Yeah. I'm open, you're closed. Where I follow, you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills my mind, I somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a I found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the stars refuse to shine. Out of the back you fall in time. You somehow find you and I collide. Don't stop here. I lost my place. I'm close behind. Sometimes, even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills your mind, you finally find you and I collide. You finally find you and I collide. Finally find you and I collide.